So many people are living out their lives with their finances, well, frankly, in a mess. They've tried a budget, but the question is, in a busy, busy life, how can you get organised enough to manage your expenditure against your budget? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to A Different Perspective as we chat about getting organised in managing your finances with my special guest, Mr. Ross Buttonshaw. In a moment, I'm going to be joined again on the program by Ross Buttonshaw, the Australian Director of Christians Against Poverty. Since we're looking for a practical, rubber-hits-the-road guide to managing our finances, I thought, well, who better to help us with that than a man who works each and every day at the coalface of financial problems in people's lives? But I know in my own world, with all the different line items in my budget and different accounts and cards, one for personal, one for work-related, it can all get a bit complicated. I think for me the hardest thing is just making sure that I'm not overspending in any one particular area. And then with the full and busy life, sometimes the last thing we want to do is to actually look at our bank statements when they come through, actually add up the numbers and figure out how we're going against the budget we set. So in a nutshell, it's the bit where the budget and the reality meet, where the rubber hits the road, that I find the most difficult in the middle of what's a very busy life. Ross, welcome again today.
Hi, Bernie.
So is it just me, or do people find this all a bit challenging as well?
I think you summed it up when you said in the business of life. Our lives are getting busier and busier. Many families, the husband and wife are working full-time, or even if they're not, a wife's very busy role of looking after the family, you know, and all that entails means that when you get to the end of the week, who has time to spend lots of effort in managing their finances? It's just another thing to do.
And I guess most of us just aren't natural accountants, and so this whole managing our finances thing just doesn't come naturally.
No, there's some people listening to this program saying, what? Doesn't everyone do this?
Yeah.
You're the 1% of people who actually love managing your finances. And
sick, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then there's the rest of us, the 99%, who struggle in this area. Okay, yeah. Well, what do we have to do? Here I am. I've heard you. I've created a good budget. I know that on paper, at least, I can make it work. What do I now have to do to make it work in reality?
You need to really bring a system that helps you live to that budget. Mm-hmm. I would say there's a few main areas you need to look at. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did talk about using cash, but what do you do about all these paying of your bills and so on? Mm-hmm. You need to bring organisation to that. And I would say you need a minimum of 3 bank accounts.
Wow.
You know, if you're just operating 1 bank account, you're in a very difficult position of trying to manage your finances.
I guess in companies, right, they have their accounting system and the separation of accounts happens in the accounting system.
That's right.
Whereas the average punter on the street, you and I, we tend not to have an accounting system.
No,
so,
we don't.
So what you're saying, I guess, is use the bank accounts to separate different parts of your finances?
Exactly.
Tell us, what are the 3 accounts we need? Why 3?
The 3 we would say, if I'm teaching you from my perspective, is mm-hmm. a cash account. It's where you sit your money that you use on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. You either take it out once a week or, like you've used in your finances, it's only 1 week's worth of money that you can take
Correct.
And use, and you can't go beyond that. So that might be what you call a cash account. Then I would say you need a transaction account, one that you have all your regular bill payments.
The phone, the electricity, the rent.
That's right. And I would say a key to this is set as many regular payments up as possible. Pay your electricity each month and have a recurring either internet or the company will take the money out if you
yep,
let
yep.
them. And do as many of that regularly as possible so that you know that in 1 month period, you know how much needs to go in and you know it's all going to come out. If you can set up as many of your bills on that as possible, then you know you're pretty well up to date.
Yep,
there's only a few things that you can't pay on a monthly basis. Maybe your registration. Different countries have different things that can't be paid on a monthly basis.
Even only a year or two ago, in Australia, you couldn't pay your motor vehicle insurance monthly, whereas now many motor vehicle insurance providers will let you do it monthly, albeit there's a bit of a premium to that. But you can still do it monthly, so you're not hit with a big bill.
And some people say to me, oh, I don't want to pay monthly because they charge me a bit extra. You know what? To me, an extra charge, if it's $24 a year, that's well worth
the
difference. Because bringing your organisation to your finances, it's worth paying an extra bit for, because it will save you a lot of money than not knowing where your money is.
So we've got the everyday cash account, if you like.
Yep.
Then we've got the transaction account for the regular bills. That's two. What's the third one?
The third one would be savings. Now, this is savings.
Oh, come on. We're not talking. This is the 21st century. We're not talking about saving.
Yeah,
are we?
Absolutely. But it's not just savings as we would normally think of it. It's money for longer-term bills. Just say there's something you can't pay each month. You need to save for it.
Yep.
Just say your car registration's due every year. You need to save for that. If it's due in a year, you need to start now.
Setting this money aside each month so that you have it when it's due.
And there could be other things. There could be some sort of school fees or other things which you need to save for in advance, as well as just say you've put money aside for a holiday. Or if you're not putting that money aside, then you'll be spending it.
Yeah.
So you really need to have, like I said, this is the three minimum accounts. Some people have more. But if you want a basic organisation, you need those three accounts so that you can separate your money. And the key is not to have card access to your savings or your transaction account, just your cash account.
Okay,
you need to help yourself.
Say that again. No card access to the second and third account, the transaction account, because that's coming out regularly.
And you need the money in there to cover those bills.
Correct. And your savings account, because that's there for a rainy day for whatever purpose.
Exactly.
Okay. So, well, what's the role of the credit card, the good old credit card?
Yeah, now, I'm not a credit card Nazi.
I mean, you get frequent flyer points on that, for crying out loud.
The thing is about using a credit card is making a conscious choice to do so. So I've got the money to use it. Yeah, I'm going to use it for the ease of transactional usage, or I can go buy that on credit, but now I need to just transfer the money for that purchase. That's the best way. A lot of people get these types of points and frequent loyalty points and so on. If that's the only reason using a credit card and you're in trouble or struggling financially, please stop. Because that is...
You can't afford the holiday anyway.
Yeah, that's right. And they are really there to encourage your usage. Spending. We've got to be a bit honest about these things, is that you can get the benefit out of it. But if you're struggling financially, the benefit isn't worth it.
Okay, so the three accounts are pretty straightforward. And a credit card that's pretty well controlled, it all sounds fairly simple. Ross, why don't we do it?
We don't do it. For one, we don't create a system which makes it easy for us. I'm a very busy person, like most people out there. I'm no different to the majority of the population. But I need to set something in place which makes it easy. 90% of my bills get paid each month. Wow, do you know how much of a relief that is? And I just know that I'm pretty well on top of things. My rates, it gets paid each month. And so when the rates bill comes, I don't have to pay it. It's just already paid. And if I can set that in motion, so what it needs is a bit of work at the front. We need to do a little bit of work to start with. But every month I just glance at my statement and I just make sure everything's happening. And that's all I need to do. But some of us, if we don't want to be disciplined, you know, if we don't really want to get ahead, or we're a bit challenged by that, that's sometimes why we don't do it. But if we really want to get ahead and we really want to be good stewards and make a difference with the funds God's given us, then we will do something about it.
Good advice. Thanks, Ross.
Thank you.
Now, social media, love it or hate it, it's a powerful reality in the lives of billions of people here in the 21st century. Of course, some terrible things happen out there in that whole social media world, which is why it's so important for us to use this medium to bless people for God's glory. So if you're on Facebook, head across to the Christianity Works page and press the like button. When you do, you'll start seeing some positive and uplifting posts from us in your feed, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, when you're touched by one of them, you can actually share them with your friends, becoming something of a social media missionary for the glory of God. Look, we need to be out there sharing the good news of Jesus, amen? Well, this is one of the simple, practical, and powerful ways that you can do that. So visit the Christianity Works Facebook page, hit the like button, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.